And as you heard in the bulletin, the Israeli army says so-called friendly fire killed five of their soldiers in northern Gaza. The Israeli military said the soldiers were killed in mistaken fire from their own military. Let's talk more now to Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem, Dan Williams. Dan, what's known about what happened? This is northern Gaza. The Israeli army had left northern Gaza and now they're back there again fighting Hamas.
Yes, well, to hear the Israeli account that the general contours of these operations were pre-planned. When Israel wound down major operations in January, it said explicitly that it expected to be sending forces back into northern Gaza neighborhoods that it was leaving eventually in the coming months, in other words, about now, because it expected that Hamas holdouts, Hamas fighters who survived the destruction of their battalions would try to regroup. So in the last week and a half, in at least two districts of Gaza City, Israeli forces have gone in, smaller operations, intense gunfights, saying they were moving to crush Hamas attempts to regroup. Palestinians, of course, see in the fact that these clashes continue evidence of the tenacity of Hamas and other armed groups, though it's worth noting that the casualties inflicted on the Israeli side are dramatically fewer than they were in the first wave last year when the war began. So that would seem to suggest that whatever Hamas resistance is underway is not on level with what it was previously, and that would suggest that the general vector here is declining capabilities on the part of the armed Palestinians.
So how did these soldiers die?
As you summarized it very well, it was what would be called, or what might be called, friendly fire, mistaken identity, potentially. Israel has said quite early on in this conflict that some 10 to 15% of its casualties were caused by friendly fire. To my knowledge, that corresponds with other modern militaries in similar environments, in similar tactical environments. Gaza was flooded by Israeli forces. It's a very, very dense battle space, three-dimensional, potentially four-dimensional, if you count tunnels, air, and sea. So it would seem that with the flooding of troops on the ground, with the confusion caused by engaging a guerrilla enemy that knows the territory very well, that it sometimes operates from buildings or from tunnels, that to judge from all the videos issued by Hamas, go around in civilian clothing sometime, it can be very confusing, and potentially that's what happened here. It's also worth noting that Israel at one point, by its own admission, killed three of the hostages it was trying to rescue by misidentifying them and shooting them after they had managed to escape their captors.
And just separately and briefly, that pier promised by the US to get aid to Gaza, that pier is finally open.
Yes, and we understand that it could be receiving or offloading aid as soon as tomorrow. The initial account by the Americans is that when fully up and running, this will be able to deliver 2 million meals a day to needy Gazans. It's around about the area of the previous Gaza port. It was never a deep water port, so there was never really a capacity there to take heavy cargo ships. But this will provide another avenue for aid after the overland aid brought in from Egypt, from Israel, and airdropped aid from a number of foreign air forces.
Dan Williams, many thanks indeed.